on a quest to write the perfect Thanksgiving song. And by writing a perfect Thanksgiving song, we meet producer John, because he's the one that has any musical talent in this room.
Yeah, yeah. Boy.
We
yeah.
assign it. And yeah. he gets it done. That's the way it works.
So here's how it all started. Last year, John wrote a really great song about Thanksgiving. We did such a good job. We thought we should make you write a new one every year, but we should make it a game. So every week, we draw out of this hat a topic and a genre of music. And then you have like 10 minutes to go in the other room while we play some songs and write a song.
Listen, are they all masterpieces? Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, they are. Yes.
Feeling very humble this year, too.
Yes.
So week one, it was bluegrass was the genre and naps was the topic. And this is what you came up with.
I ate all of the turkey, mashed potatoes, and the beans. I piled my plate so high, more food than you ever seen. I ate all of that turkey, now my stomach is in pain. I'm about to pass out in a coma induced by tryptophan. I'll take a nap, I'll take a nap. I drank and stuffed my face, now that's a wrap. And when I finally wake up in the middle of the cowboy game, I'll grab another plate of food. You know I ain't ashamed. Yeah.
You're so excited about it.
Look at him.
I'm going to be honest. First time I heard that one, I didn't love it. But the more I hear it, the more I'm like, I'll take a nap. So I kind of like
must
get
be the laring that he's adding there.
Gets in there.
And then last week, the genre of music that was selected was emo. And you selected turkey as the topic. And here's how that went.
Leaves are falling from the trees. Time's running out for me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Lying on the chopping block. Why can't you be vegetarians? I've heard that tofu tastes the same. I know my time has come. Does it have to be a celebration? Grandma's got a smile on her face. Will you remember me? Will you cry? Will you remember me? Or am I just a wishbone to you?
Here's the thing. I've always kind of been the background guy, the guitar playing guy. Singing lead was never my forte, but you know what? When it comes to a little pop punk emo, you just got to sell it. Was it always on key? No. Did I sell it? I think I did.
I mean, you embraced it. You embraced it big time.
The second time around for me is harder, listening to it from the perspective of the actual turkey,
right?
Truth is now I'm starting to commiserate with the turkey.
I feel sad for the turkey.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm upset about it, too.
It's Judgment Day.
Yeah, pretty effective emo.
Week three. Okay, we're going to pick the genre and the topic. Mm-hmm. Oh, here is the week I've been waiting for. Heavy metal.
Oh.
Heavy metal.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be about annoying family members.
Oh, that should actually be pretty easy.
Yeah.
I mean, it fits in with it.
It's almost like I'm almost a little afraid because there's so much to do.
There could be a little bit of truth that seeps out.
Huh? Well, I mean, yeah, there's that, but also just the amount of material.
Well, you better get to work because you have not a whole lot of time. And go heavy metal, annoying family. That's coming up next. It really is impressive when you think about it. Producer John can write a song in any genre relatively quickly. So this year we're putting it to the test because there's just not enough Thanksgiving music out there.
Yeah.
So every week out of a hat, we pick a different genre. We pick a different topic. And then we say, go! And he frantically runs back into his studio, grabs his guitar, and he writes a song.
Oh, yeah. There's been some frantic running, but I think I got something fun right now.
You came back in here with like 3 minutes to spare. Like, you were kind of like ready to go.
I mean, you know, you need a little time to practice. You need a little time to run through it. I've been running through it over here in the corner, but I think I got it.
Okay, so if you missed it, week one, he was given bluegrass and naps was what the topic was. He did a great job with that.
Good result, yeah.
Then last week it was emo was the genre and turkey. And I felt really bad for the turkey because he did it as the turkey.
You know, last week when I first heard that song, I thought you were talking about vegetarians primarily, but then this week I really heard it. And once I heard it, like, I can't let go of it.
Yeah. And if you missed it, we played it a few minutes ago.
Very upsetting.
You could always catch it up on our podcast at annaandraven.com and listen to it if you want to hear it again. All right. So this week, we've selected out of the hat heavy metal, which I could not wait for. So I'm excited it came out. and about annoying family members.
Yeah, so this is a song written from my own personal perspective. It's from my heavy metal side project, Demon Lord, and
nice.
And it's called Family Members.
Okay,
goes a little something like this.
Family members, they're all annoying me. Family members. Gathered round the table, discussing what is new. Aunt Karen's going back to school. My cousin's engaged now, too. My brother got promoted, but the one thing they demand... My whole family wants to know, hey, John, are you still in that band? Family members, they're all annoying me.
Demon Lord.
I kind of wanted more, right?
Demon Lord 2022.
Not for nothing. I was like, I'm ready for the second verse of this song. I was ready for that Thanksgiving song.
I'm not going to be able to speak for the rest of the day because I sang like that for 30 seconds.
You really channeled it well. Yeah. It was really deep.
Oh, it's the pent up aggression.
Yeah.
You can't fake that, really. So.
Well done.
Thank you.
You only have 1 week left of this, and I think you're going to miss it more than anybody else.
No, I'm probably going to miss it because I'll have laryngitis now.
All right, good.